how would you keep the axle from squealing?
Grease it, wouldn't you?
Do you remember what they used to use for that?
No. Axle grease?
That's
all I've heard, was axle grease.
Did you ever hear of farmers using tallow for that?
No.
I've read about that. You use the shafts or the traces for the horse. What is that thing that goes across, keeps them together?
Single tree, is that it?
Mm-hmm. And if you have two of them, be called?
I don't know what you call double.
It's a double tree.
Double tree? Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Well, of course, single, it would be double.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's called double single tree.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes double tree.
Mm-hmm.
Double tree sounds right, does it?
Well, I don't, nothing rings a bell to me except just single tree for a buggy or one horse.
And in fact, even today on farms, when the land is prepared, how would you describe the different terms that are used? In your girlhood or even today?
Well, like breaking up, what do you say, Harris, when you're plowing? Breaking the ground or what?
Well, I'm breaking ground, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Plowing.
Mm-hmm. And then after you break the ground, it's easier.
What is the word for when you make it fine and you know, so it won't be all in clots. What do you call that? Isn't that what you were looking for, that word?
Yes, be breaking ground
and then
plowing. And then the next stage...
How's there some word that's for making it the ground?
Well, they have machinery to go over it and smooth it out.
Well, what is that when they are...
I don't know what to call it.
Harrows?
Harrowing? Might be.
Well, but then there's some more modern word, seems to me, for than that. When you're making it real, you know, just, I don't want to say pulverized, but real
this
fine.
This machinery cultivates it beautifully, you know, when they break it and then run these arrows over it. And the other machinery is just beautifully done.
Is it all in one operation?
Yes.
Would you remember anything about sawing wood, or is that not your department?
Well, no, I don't know much about that because, you know, anybody that needed any wood, whether it was, like I would say, that you sometimes, a lot of people like wood and coal mixed in a fireplace, in a grate, you know, it'd be about this long, but somebody would bring it to you already cut. And then...
Did you ever see something that would be used by the man who cut the wood that looked like this? Would you know a term for that?
What is
or
that?
A term like this that carpenters use to put wood across?
I don't believe it would, of course.
These are something like this. It was called a sawbuck, I think.
Yeah.
No, I don't know that.
And this would be a horse, sawhorse.
Well, now, my idea of a sawhorse is a long, good, heavy piece that has legs like this at each end. And you can, and then you could, if you had two of them, you could lay boards between it all that you were working on. I have three of them out in.
Then put the material you're going to saw from one to the other, you know, and then.